that. Really beautiful. Anyone have any change? I'm looking for some change for a 20.
Change comes from within.
That's so good. I'm so serious. Anyone have any change? No? Same old, same old? That's all you got? I've changed like 17 times since I got here this morning. Serious. Serious. Life changes us, and it's kind of exciting, isn't it? Yeah. Right? I have this coin purse that holds my change in my purse, my pocketbook, and it was my grandmother's coin purse. And I love carrying change around with me because I love it. I love the idea of having a coin purse. I love the idea of having change. And I didn't really put it all together, but you know, change represents the parts of the whole when it's the change in my coin purse. Makes up the dollars, makes up the bigger denominations of my money. And isn't that what change is in our life? Parts of the whole. Oh, I'm getting change. I'm so excited. Thank you, Lopata family. And in different denominations even. Thank you for that. That's awesome. All of the pieces. Oh, I've got more change coming up. I'm digging it. I'm digging it so much. I might make back my 20 from last week. Ooh, thank you, Michael.
Change.
Ask and it is given. So we have symbolic change that makes up the whole. I have 3/4 and a nickel, almost enough to make up a dollar. Right? I have exactly enough to make up a 20. Oh, I've got, ooh,
ooh.
I am so rich. Now I have an abundance and an overflow. My cup runneth over. My pieces, my change makes the whole. Aren't we going to think about change differently now? Change isn't anything to get all worked up about. Have you ever noticed that sometimes, oh my gosh, there's a lot of change going on. You ever noticed it? Or have you ever been the one that said, can we just change already? I've been both. Change happens. We can't not change. As much as we might want to resist change, it happens. And as much as we're like wanting it so bad, we can't rush it either, can we? Huh, I wonder why that is. Well, it's because it's not ours. Change comes from the changeless, which is the infinite. The changeless refers to the one that cannot change by reason of the fact that being all there is nothing for it to change into but itself. The one cause back of all never changes. Let's just like feel that in. The one cause back of all, it never changes. But it constantly, here's the fun part, creates form. It constantly creates form. And so we are perceiving a change from within. Thank you, Tony. From that which is changeless. Constantly, we are witnessing. We're witnessing God in action. The changeless becoming form. Creation happening. That's what we're doing. We're witnessing it all the time, in all the movement, in all the activity of our life, in every little nuance, in every little shift, in every little change that's happening in our life. The good, the bad, the awesome, the Magnificent, the sad, the sorrowful, all of it, it's all inclusive because there's only one thing going on, right? And it's constantly, constantly, out of its own self-awareness, its own self-givingness, showing up in form. And form changes. It changes. So, in this thing called life, we get to participate in change, right? Yeah, you guys could look a little happier about that. Well, and that's it, isn't it? We either embrace it and get to know it and come to terms with it and understand it, or we are at the effect of it constantly. And I don't know about you guys, but I've been around long enough to know that I don't like being at the effect of life. I don't like feeling like a victim. I don't like experiencing that. It's not my happy place. I would much rather understand that there's a power for good in the universe than I can use it. I would much rather understand that God and I are one. And what does that mean to me? And if God is formless and changeless, and the infinite through which all life expresses, and I am one with it, then that activity that's going on within the life of God is going on within me. Well, what does that mean? I would much rather be inquiring into that than saying, oh, life is just happening to me. Even though sometimes life is happening and revealing itself to me. It shows itself to me. It reveals itself to me. It shows me what I've been thinking. It shows me where I've been dabbling. It shows me where I've been hanging out. It shows me the kind of company I've been being. There's a famous French philosopher, Voltaire. Familiar? He has this great affirmation that he used in life. I've decided to be happy because it's good for my health. Isn't it? I really like it. I might keep that one for a little while. It isn't that change happens to us so much as it is that the creative process is always going on. And our thoughts are part of that. If that's a new idea for you, I invite you to just kind of be with it. If it's an old idea for you, I invite you to listen to it newly. Our thoughts are part of that creative process. What we're thinking about is being planted in our mind. And what's being planted in our mind is being acted upon by a universal law and formed. And it is created. We are not the creator, that is the infinite law of mind that creates. But we have such an important part in the creative process of our life. We have such an important part because we are the only ones who can think our thoughts. Now, if I was to read your mind, which sometimes it feels like we do with each other, right? Oh, you were in my head. Sometimes it feels like that. Then we might be sharing a little bit. But mostly, it's up to us to think our thoughts, to be the keeper of our thoughts. So Fred and I were watching a TED Talk yesterday, and you guys like TED Talks as much as I do. They're really great. We were watching this talk, and I can't remember the woman's name, but she was, the talk was, I can't even tell you. It was words that I don't know. She was making a map of the universe. Okay, it's mind-boggling because she was sharing statistics with us that were completely unthinkable, really. So something like 250 billion, 250 billion, picture it, try to hold it in your hand, can't, 250 billion stars in the known universe, the known. We had to qualify that, right? Oh, galaxies. Thank you, Fred. I'm looking to him because he knows those words better than I do. But what I loved about it, what I loved about it is she was pointing out that they couldn't actually look at each individual star and each individual planet and each little individual because there's 250 billion. Not possible. So what they did is they looked for the most interesting. They looked for the ones that seemed to have something going on, right? And then those are the ones they worked with. So we now, with our thoughts, because remember how many thoughts you have in a day and how many thoughts you've just had since you've been listening to this. Ooh. We're not going to stop and pause and think each thought and say, okay, there, I'm planting that one. Okay, there's that one. We're going to find the ones that are the most interesting. We're going to find the ones that have meaning to us. We're going to find the ones that we want to actually plant into that creative mind and work with those. It all does come down to us thinking our own thoughts. But, you know, there's so many thoughts. We have to be mindful about which ones we're choosing to engage with. Or we just let it go by. Just let it go by. Oh, yeah, no, not that one. And I'm not talking about the ones that cause us strife or cause us a little bit of angst and agita. I'm not saying those are the ones we let go by. You might want to stop and look at those. I'm saying the ones that aren't interesting. Just a random thought. Not that one. The ones that I want us to engage with, the ones that I want us to think about, the ones that I think matter are the ones that get us going, either in joy, in love, in light, in beauty, in reception with each other, in connection with each other, in service to the world. The ones that block us, yes, those too, because those matter. The ones where we feel afraid. Don't be afraid to say that word. The ones where we feel afraid, the ones where we're concerned or doubtful, the ones that get us, those too. Because just like this change, they're parts of the whole. They're parts of the whole. And if we don't want to pause and take a look at them, and they're juicy, then they're gonna show up. It's going to be revealed to us. So we might as well meet them at the doorway of our mind. Might as well meet them at the doorway of our mind and bring that wisdom, that intelligence, that understanding that we have about how life works and about how we work in that wholeness of the divine and prove what is true. We're going to have panels next week, this week on Saturday for practitioners, and practitioners are trained in the art and science of prayer. And one of the things that we're always teaching our practitioners is there's nothing to be healed, only truth to be revealed. Only truth to be revealed. So when we're there and we're with that thought and it's causing us angst and agita and we're uncertain, or whatever it is, whatever measure of it that is going on in your life, instead of hiding from it, allow it to transform your life. Invite it in. Invite it in and find out what part of the whole it represents. It represents a part of the whole. It's there to remind us. It's there to allow us to reveal the truth. Nothing to heal, only truth to be revealed. If there's truth back of this, let me find it. If there's wholeness here, let me be open to it. If there's wisdom present, let me hear it. Let me be open enough to allow myself to be changed, to allow my thinking to shift, to allow the movement of spirit to change. So I like to think of it as being an effective change agent. We're special agents. We are special agents in our life. And you know what happens when we're special agents in our life? We also become special agents in the life of each other and the life with each other, because, you know, we're past the era of I'm doing this, I'm good, I got this, I don't need you, I am powerful. I am. But we're moving beyond that, folks. We are moving beyond that to, I am so powerful that I can reach out and I can be with you. I understand myself well enough that I can stand in your presence and know my truth and know your truth. And as we do that with ourselves, and then we do it with our intimate relationships, and we do it with the people around us, and we start taking it out into the world, we see each other in a different light. And guess what happens? Change! It happens. We don't make change, except with coins. And even then we didn't make it. But change is inevitable. It's what's going on. It's called the creative process. To be an effective agent of change does not mean we have to know everything, but it does require opening to another level, to other ideas, to listening to other people. So many years ago, I was a volunteer and I did work with an organization right here in Orange County, and there was a woman there who, We didn't really see eye to eye, and I really wanted to like her. I did. I really wanted to, because everybody else really did, and I was just like, wow, I'm having a hard time here. And when she would talk, it would just go, and I couldn't hear her. I couldn't hear the wisdom, I couldn't hear the love, I couldn't hear the beauty, I just couldn't hear it. But I was awake enough that I could notice that I couldn't hear it, so I did this little experiment. And every time I was with her, I would be open. I would be open. I would just say, okay, what do I have to learn from this? What can I hear here? What can I learn from you? And what do you know? It changed. It changed. Not because I did anything, merely because I let myself be open and receptive to a new idea, to something else that might be going on. If change is deepening into ourselves, then we're always changing our awareness of who we are. If change is part of the creative process, then we're always engaging in it in meaningful ways, in small ways. It's always going on. The more and more we can understand that the creative process is always going on and our part in it, the more we can work with it, the more we can be one with it, the more we can feel one with it and not a victim of it. And I don't know about you guys, but that is definitely a goal in life. Kingdoms of consciousness, life is happening to me. Life is happening by me. Life is happening through me. Life is happening as me. Neither one is better than the other, but they all inform us about where we're being. So when we're wondering, when we're just kind of saying, what the heck is going on? We can check in. We could say, well, how am I feeling? Is life happening to me? Is that how I'm feeling? Is life happening to me? Okay, no harm, no foul. What do I know about that? Well, life doesn't happen to me. Does it? Does it? Does it? Does it happen to us? Does it?
How would you apply it to experiencing the death of a loved one?
Yeah. Does life happen to us? Sort of. It's not a yes or no. It's not a yes or no. Life is happening. We're all part of it. We're all experiencing it. Death happens. Where no one's going to escape it. And yet, the pain and the sorrow, I think that's probably the part that gets us. So does life happen to us? Yes. But is it the only thing that happens? And does it reveal itself to us? Yes. Does life happen by means of us? Yes. To the degree that we understand it and we work with it? Yes. Does life happen through us? Ever been a channel for good? Say yes, because I know it's true. Ever stood with someone in their pain and their sorrow? Then life has happened through you. Ever created something magnificent that you were really just amazed by? Sung a song? Wrote a lyric? Worked on a project? Ever done anything that was like, wow, that was amazing? Anything, could have been in kindergarten. Yes? Life happens by means of us. Ever surrendered so completely that spirit just had its way with you? Ever had that experience of just, I don't know how that happened. Oh my gosh. The untouchable. Life happening as us. No effort. No making it, not even consciously applying with it, but as me. Life happens as me. All of it, it all happens. And as we allow ourselves to be part of that, to notice, oh, here I am. Let it be with me according to your word. I of myself have nothing here. And allow spirit to move through us. I like to think that it helps ease the pain. In my experience, it does. In my experience, us being with each other in the presence of it, when we connect, when we simply are present, sometimes there's not even a word that's needed, right? Sometimes it's just the very presence that allows us to know we're not alone. That there's something magnificent going on here, and it's life. And it's, dare I say it, it's good. All of the parts make up the whole. All of the parts make up the whole. All of the parts come from the one. The one power, the one presence, the one authority, the one life that I call God, that I call spirit. It's everywhere. as Betty said in our meditation this morning, it's everywhere. It's the only thing going on. And we're a part of it. And it's a part of us. And do we understand that change is the movement of the universe? Could it be possible that the change that's upon us is the movement of the universe? I just love that. So consider that change is indeed upon us like never before. Never before have you and I and us had the awareness, the information, the understanding that we have in this moment. Never before have we had the culmination of life that is right here. And what I